The Narcotic Drugs Act basically adopts the 1961 Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs. Australia is a signatory to that treaty and takes it very seriously. The treaty obligations are really quite technical, and in Australia they're borne out with things such as the amount of stockpiles that licensed producers of narcotics can keep. Now, in a situation that we see where there is a contraction in demand because of the significant and radical changes in the US market, that's flowing on to not only the area required in Tasmania and prices being offered, but the way that the government needs to look at any expansion. Whilst the government has announced a new way of looking at things, since then it's been a changed world. And there are a lot of relevant facts that the government has obtained from all sources, not just from us, of course. Well, it's really important that we get back to Australia's treaty obligations. And it's important that Australia matches its production with what needs to be produced and what can usefully be produced in terms of the orders that there are for material. If we've got a situation, as we say exists, where orders have been different to what they were 5 years ago, then the government does need to look at that very carefully. And that's a matter of negotiation, not just with the Tasmanian government, but with other governments as well. And I'm satisfied that the government is doing that pretty much on a daily basis at the moment. There's no doubt that Minister Nash is immersed in this. She has a very good knowledge of the subject. And I think Tasmanian farmers can rest assured that she's taking their legitimate concerns very seriously.
So what happens now?
Well, as part of addressing the concerns of Tasmanian farmers and industry, the Commonwealth is looking at a new growing agreement. Historically, there was a 1971 agreement, which was effectively a verbal agreement, if you like, that was recorded between the ministers of the various states, territories and the Commonwealth. That does need to be looked at again, particularly in light of Australia's treaty obligations. Now, there's no fixed timeline on that. So as far as I'm concerned, for the time being, it's steady as she goes. Tasmania remains the ideal place to grow poppies. The infrastructure is set up there, the security systems are set up there, and I'm confident that that'll remain the number one destination for poppy growing for many years to come.
Glenn Williams, on another issue, have you had enough information to work out how much of this year's Tasmanian crop is affected by the downy mildew?
The simple answer is no. There is speculation about that, obviously. We won't know for quite some time yet.
What sort of speculation at the moment?
Well, it's been said that there could be 5% of crops affected. Now, when I say affected, I don't know whether it means totally affected or partially affected. It may be as high as 10% affected. Again, we don't know if that's to what extent the effect is. We've got to remember that there is always a significant variation on the yield of poppies. That's why it's a good thing for companies to grow cautiously. And because of the unique collaboration between all the companies and the government and growers in tackling the mildew issue, I'm sure that there will be a very good crop in years to come.